Here's David Sandler teaching the budget step live.
Questions about the money step. What are we now? What was our pain?
The price is extremely high.
Go back to here. What are you? An insurance man?
Yeah, I'm the insurance buyer.
You're the buyer. I'm the insurance salesman.
My renewal just went up tremendously.
But you gave me 5 pains.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so...
You want to know what they were?
No.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, not at this point. But right now, we have to assume that he's in an emotional set, and it's very hard to do that in a seminar environment. Okay. Go ahead. Do you have a budget set aside for this, Al?
Well, I was hoping you could do it for last year's figure.
Well, that's going to be a problem.
Or at least as close to that as we could.
Not even close.
Hmm.
Now, I'm assuming if last year was 2,000, what would it be? You know your world. What is the real number, product knowledge?
Depending on the year, well, it could be 2,200, it could be 5,000.
Well, you got to pick for the exercise.
It's 5,000 this year.
Oh, that's a lot. I mean, that's a real painful call.
All right, at least that's what my other guy said it was.
All right, well, so I go pain. Now we're back in role playing. And I know it's 5,000 up from 2,000?
Yeah, you smelled that out already.
No. You're the prospect. I'm the salesman. Do I know I'm here trying to get 5 instead of 2?
Yes, and you also discovered that my other guy, Charlie, was trying to get 5 also.
Because
I dumped.
Okay. Then I have a different... Remember how you have to massage this stuff? If you've got something that's going from 2 to 5,000, when I get into this thing, I don't ask about a budget. All right, let me tell you what the problem is, Al. You're going to pay 3 times as much as you're paying right now. That's it.
And that's the
bottom line facts.
Well, do you at least have a payment plan?
Now, at a role playing again, do I have a payment plan? Back in role playing. Well, why would you want a payment plan?
It's going to break the bank here if I...
Well, how can you even live with the fact that it's tripled? Might as well deal with the real facts. I mean, this is a real problem. I mean, if anybody came to you and said your rent... You went home tonight and found out your rent had tripled. You know, you're not going to be cute about this whole thing. And you're not going to say to the guy, well, could I pay you on the 15th and the 30th instead of just on the 30th? And so that the best thing the landlord can do to you is say, hey, before we start talking about payment plans, before we talk about anything, how are you going to live with it? And that's what I got to know. So that's real world stuff. You know, I could sit up here and say, use this trick, use this maneuver. I mean, you put me in a situation, I just have to flat out deal with it. Now, if it was $2,500, that's no pressure. Then I said, well, it is going to be higher. It'd probably be closer to $3,000, $3,200. And then I get him back. And he says, okay, if it's around between $2,500 and $3,000, I can probably live with it. So I think the exercise that Al did just now, which was excellent, was to show you that you don't have the same words and the same moves, and that's why you can't buy a sales book and figure out how to sell stuff. Because in sales books and one-time courses, they have all the answers. Magic answers say this. And he gave me 2 different scenarios that are handled in completely 2 different ways. And that's why you have to learn your material, get it inside, and you know, and you are my friend when you walk in my moccasins. If you know that if you were going to go out to tell somebody that his price has just tripled, put yourself in his shoes. What is he going to say? He's going to say, this is crazy. I can't believe it. I can't stand it. How do you bond with this guy? You say, this is crazy. I don't believe it. I can't stand it. You tell that guy what you feel, and you build in credibility, believability, honesty, and bonding. Don't play that salesman game. No big deal. Didn't you make another $100,000 last year? We just want a little more of it, Al. Now, let's get in the real world. See, I think it takes a lot of energy to do the other kind of thing, to fake it. No big deal. Well, all of our other clients are paying fire. Every other company went up triple. The problem is we tripled. The problem is he's in pain. If I don't recognize that pain, I have no bonding with him. So all you have to do is ask yourself the question, if I were in his shoes, what would I be feeling at this moment? And then tell him what you feel. And then he says, somebody finally understands what's going on here. The other company came and told me it's 5,000. He said, you know what the other guy said to him, the amateur, the clerk? All insurance companies went up. Not my problem. I know they said that. And you're the first guy that comes in and say, hey, listen, when he comes back and says, you got a payment plan, I said, hey, that ain't the problem. How are you going to deal with this real pain? Your insurance bill just tripled, baby. If they triple my rent, I'm going to tell you something. I can't go home tonight. Got it? That's all the way back. That's called bonding. That you can't teach. I can tell you about it. You'll try it a couple times. Then you'll see it work, and then you'll own it. Because isn't that the way you want to get treated? But you can't find that in any sales book. They just have a magic answer. They don't fit sometimes. Remember? I'll take it. Is that the only reason you hesitate? Right by him. Okay. In order to leave the money step, you've got to know where the money is, whether it's a purchase order, how is he going to give it to you, is it a check? I also know in working with salespeople and outside of sales, accounting firms are notorious at this. They want the business and they forget to tell the prospect they have to send a check every month. Accounts receivable is probably the biggest problem accountants have. They can't collect their money. Why? They're afraid to talk about money up front. And then the guy gets behind, then they get mad at the guy. The client is afraid to talk to the accountant or pick up the telephone and call him. 6 months down the road, he throws out that accountant because of all the guilt, he can't face him. And why did it all happen? Because the accountant was too frightened up front to have a clear-cut contract with the guy. Here's how we get paid. Sir, I send you a bill every 30 days. Within 15 days, I want my money. If that's going to be a problem, can we not start? There's a rule for salespeople. You can't lose anything you don't have. Don't come back to me and tell me about a call you went out on that you lost, because I'm going to say to you, when did you have it? You never had it. You didn't lose it. The real pain is losing it after you have it. And why do you lose it after you have it? Because you had lousy contracts with people up front. You ducked a sensitive issue that you should have worked on. You were afraid to deal with it. You were hoping that someday you would deal with it. Someday it would go away, and it's never going to go away. So in the money step, deal with the money. When we finally do business, Walter, I have to tell you I'm going to need a check for $5,000 as a deposit before I place the order. Now, I don't know if we're going to do business yet, but let me ask you a question. When the time comes, am I going to be able to get the $5,000? We don't work it that way. Can we talk about it now, Walter? There's another rule for salespeople. If you're going to fight group, fight up front. If you're going to fight with your prospect, fight up front. Because you're going to spend an awful lot of time later on in too much pain after the fact, and you're not going to collect your money. Okay. Here's how you come out. Any questions on money step? Here's how you come out of the money step. You review the pain step and the money step. You review them both. In order to come out of the money step, to go to the decision step, you must do the following. See, you've spent now 5 minutes in the real world, 4 minutes talking about money. And what's happened is he forgot the 35 minutes you talked about pain. You've shifted his head from pain to money. So we got to show him his x-ray again. So we have to show him why he's even spending this money. So it would sound like, Walter, let me ask you, let's make sure we got this straight. What you're hoping I can do is pain, 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 pain for a dollar, 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 dollar. And I don't know if I can, Walter. Is that where we are? Yes. Another compartment closed.